Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Paul Gatling here with you. In case you missed it, the new issue of the Business Journal is out this week, and the digital version is available at nwabusinessjournal.com. Included in the latest issue, details on the opening of a $30 million facility for Highlands Oncology Group. You have no doubt seen that new five-story building just off the interstate in Springdale at the Don Tyson Parkway exit. On today's program, we will hear from Highlands Oncology Group CEO Jeff Honeycutt and find out just what that new building means for both the company and for cancer care in the region. That's straight ahead after the break on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. Live fearless. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Highlands Oncology Group opened a 125,000-square-foot building in Springdale last month. Jeff Honeycutt said the benefit is twofold, for Highlands Oncology Group as an organization and for its patients. Honeycutt was hired in October 2018 as the group's first-ever chief executive officer. He said the five-story building will help Highlands Oncology Group streamline several operations that were previously spread throughout multiple buildings in Fayetteville. Here is Jeff Honeycutt now to discuss.
Really, our goals were twofold. First and foremost, we know this area here in Northwest Arkansas is growing each and every day and really shows no signs of slowing down. We've done a good job over the years of meeting that growth by having available space and also by hiring physicians and staff as needed. But really looking ahead over the next 5 to 10 years or so, we knew that we needed to have a good deal more space available. And so that's kind of what prompted the Parkway campus. That's looking at the number of exam rooms and infusion chairs that we had available prior to opening this. This really gives us a shot in the arm where we'll be able to accommodate that growth and match it for quite a while to come. The second arm of the why really has to do with our operational efficiency as a team. We were kind of scattered across multiple offices down in the Fayetteville region, where we had 4, 5, 6 different offices all within a half mile radius of each other or so. And this building has allowed us to be able to centralize those teams to where we can all get on the same building and take advantage of some of those efficiencies that come along with that close proximity to those around you.
Sure, and I know chief among those is your research department, and you get all your researchers together in one centralized location.
Yeah, definitely.
And so from the patient perspective, then, you know, what does this building mean for cancer care in the region? You know, what are some of the significant design elements maybe, and how do they influence the cancer care environment in Northwest Arkansas and the surrounding region?
Sure. There's been a heavy emphasis in this building on building out a comfortable, clean, warm feel for the patients. Patient flow in this building is outstanding. It's very easy for patients to be able to find the services that they're looking for. And once they've reached those areas, the waiting spaces are designed very comfortably, just kind of an intuitive flow from spot to spot. I think the inclusion of, as you mentioned, the inclusion of our research program right here in the building adds a great bonus to patients. There are several stories over the years prior to this where patients have been sent out to a Mayo or to an MD Anderson for a clinical trial, only to find out when they got there that right here in Northwest Arkansas, Highlands Oncology was offering the same trial. And the patient comes back and they're ecstatic to know that they can receive that kind of care. I think having our research department centralized here in this building is only going to add to that reputation and increase our ability to have more trials here and get patients on study faster than we have in the past.
Sure. How did this project, as you've evolved over the past couple of years, how has it followed other national oncology trends in terms of construction trends? You know, what's unique about the project compared with maybe other oncology construction trends and projects in the country?
Sure. I've had the good fortune over the last few years to see probably 25 or 30 different community oncology practices in particular. And what I've seen in community oncology, it can be an environment where it's basically a remodel on top of a remodel on top of a remodel in an existing space. And the feeling that you get out of those buildings as years go by is that they're kind of crunched. They're kind of things, staff are on top of each other. Patient waiting spaces are small. What I see in the building itself, the physician owners really had a strong commitment to a vision that's much beyond the here and now. So this building, I will say, is a good deal larger, good deal more modern than many of the structures that I've seen in a community oncology setting. And I think patients notice that right off the bat. Staff definitely notice that, and it just makes patients more comfortable coming in to receive their treatment, and makes staff happier to come to work.
Right. Yeah, I think you mentioned that, this building is built for that growth for 5 and maybe even 10 years and longer. You built it bigger than you needed right now, but with an eye on that potential growth here in Northwest Arkansas. Now that the project is done, your tenure here in Northwest Arkansas, you've been in the job for a little over 2 years now, right at about 2 years, and that's largely mirrored the construction timeline for that building. So I know that's been the top priority, but now that the building is open, what's the next priority on your agenda? What's on the horizon for Highlands Oncology?
Sure. This building here on this campus is really just the first step of what we're going to be doing here in the Springdale area here for Northwest Arkansas. We own, we have a good deal more of the dirt surrounding us, both to the west and to the north here in this area. So I think there are really limitless possibilities. I know first and foremost on the radar for us is exploring radiation and also proton therapy here in Northwest Arkansas on the Springdale campus. Those are proton in particular is a lofty goal, but one that we see as holding value here for the people of this region as it continues to grow. It just makes a lot of sense to be able to have cutting edge medicine here in Northwest Arkansas.
Honeycutt said by the end of this year, Highlands Oncology Group will occupy most of the Springdale building's 5 floors. On the first floor, Fayetteville-based Medical Associates of Northwest Arkansas, known locally as MANA, is planning to open a 4th location of the Breast Center. It will join MANA's existing breast cancer screening clinics in Fayetteville, Rogers, and Harrison. In other stories you will find in the latest issue of the Business Journal, Jeff Delarosa takes a look at Landmark PLC. That's the region's largest accounting firm, and what it's been like for the firm this year to guide its clients through multiple aspects of the CARES Act. Plus, Cushman & Wakefield Sage Partners in Rogers is making a foray into multifamily property management. And a new hospitality project is in the early stages of development in downtown Bentonville. It's being led by the two sons of Walmart CEO Doug McMillan. Those stories and more are all in the latest issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. To become a subscriber, visit us online at nwabusinessjournal.com. I'm Paul Gatling, and that is today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.